One of the main ways that we measure the size and health of an economy is through the gross domestic product, or GDP. That's the total value of final goods and services produced within a given country's borders. And this made a lot of sense in the 20th century. The early Ford cars were built top to bottom in the United States, for example, so you could easily say it was an American car. But in today's globalized digital world, how do you quantify a country's final goods and services when a car company that's based in Germany manufactures most of its cars in South Carolina, and the software that runs those cars could be coded almost anywhere? Some economists think it's time for a new way to calculate GDP, one called innovation economics. One version of that theory suggests that we measure the economy by its innovation, knowledge, technology, and entrepreneurship. Things like the prevalence of supercomputers or universities, high-speed rails and solar panels, and slightly less on the actual physical goods. Proponents think the switch to innovation economics would push the government to invest more in technology, from the White House crafting a roadmap for automation to Congress doubling the tax credit for research and development.